This goes to Jamie Smith, J-A-M-I-E Smith, P-A-C, fax 989-954-5329, regarding Jane, middle initial E, like Aaron, DeBoer, it's D like David, E, B like boy, O-E-R. Date of birth 7/10/1959. Dear Jamie, this is a consultation for Mrs. DeBoer, who was sent for evaluation of a progressive worsening of her creatinine level. She's actually had stage 3B chronic kidney disease for several years. She believes it actually started in her late 20s, and it's been an ongoing problem. She has seen a nephrologist in the Big Rapids area several years ago, and levels remained stable while she was seeing that nephrologist. but recently, February 28th of 24, her creatinine was checked, and it was 1.88, where in July of 23 it had been 1.53 with GFR of 38. So now the GFR is 29, and on 3/26 of 24, the creatinine was rechecked, and it was slightly higher, 1.92, GFR still 29. Now, the patient believes that she has some left flank pain and thought maybe that was something to do with the kidney disease. Most likely, that pain is not related to kidney disease. She also experiences intermittent edema, and she also has had increased urination for several months, and she's not sure if she's been having increased fluid consumption or not, or if it's only drinking more or only urinating more. So we will be asking her to measure urine for and record amount of urine for 24 hours, as well as the amount of liquid she's drinking, to see how the intake and output reflect the amount of fluid consumed versus the amount of urine excreted. The patient does have a long history of bipolar disorder, and she was on lithium for a few years when she was in her early 20s. However, that was switched to a different medication when the creatinine level appeared to be slightly higher than normal. She's also got a history of a schwannoma in the right vagus nerve neck area. That was removed, and she's not had any recurrence of that benign tumor. She currently denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. She does have intermittent problems with joint pains, especially in hands, wrists, knees, feet, hips. Occasionally low back pain also. She believes she may have rheumatoid arthritis. She did have recent serology done that is negative for rheumatoid arthritis at present. And she does have a history of Raynaud's phenomenon of the hands and feet. Past medical history is significant for stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, for many years, also with a recent change in February of this year and worsening of kidney function for no known reason. She's had hyperlipidemia, or has hyperlipidemia, Raynaud's phenomenon, depression, and bipolar disease, the history of the right vagal schwannoma. She has a right kidney cyst per ultrasound, edema, intermittent, degenerative joint disease, possibly a history of rheumatoid arthritis, and a brief exposure to lithium, only a few years when she was in her early 20s. Past surgical history, she had the right vagus schwannoma, SCHWANOMMA removal, right total knee replacement. She had a right femur fracture with ORIF, and recently all teeth were extracted, and she has full dentures. Past surgical history, she quit smoking in 2023. She occasionally consumes alcohol, denies illicit drug use. She is divorced and retired from home health care. Family history is significant for breast cancer, asthma, heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medication, she takes Rexulti, it's R-E-X-U-L-T-I, 1 milligram daily. Lamictal, 200 milligram daily. Zoloft, 200 milligram daily. And Tylenol, extra strength, 500 milligram, 2 tablets every 8 hours as needed for pain. She's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical examination, height 70 inches, weight 214 pounds, pulse 70, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 60. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, dentures are very poorly fitting. The upper dentures do not stay in place and move around a lot as she tries to talk. Uvula midline. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. She has no flank pain, although I do palpate a muscle spasm in the left paraspinal area in just below the CVA area, and that is a definite muscle spasm palpate that I can palpate. That is not present on the right side. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no edema. She does have some iron staining in the lower extremities, and varicosities are noted, spider veins also noted in the lower extremities. 2 to 3 second capillary refill, and sensation is intact in feet and ankles bilaterally. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. And labs and diagnostic studies on 3/26/24, in addition to the creatinine being 1.92, sodium 140, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 26, calcium 9.9, phosphorus 3.7, albumin 4.2, hemoglobin 13.2, normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. And we have labs from 2/28 of 24, creatinine 1.88 with the GFR 29, her glucose was 86, potassium was 5.5, sodium 140, carbon dioxide 29, calcium was 10.3, the TSH is 1.05, C-reactive protein is 1, albumin 4.3, liver enzymes normal, calcium is 10.1. We have also, this is 7/11 of 23, the creatinine 1.53, potassium was 4.6, the centromere B antibody less than 1, ribosomal P antibody less than 1, ETA protein less than 0.2, ANA was positive 1 to 80 with a speckled pattern. The citric, the CCP peptide is less than 16, and she had a abdomen ultrasound, checking kidneys and bladder, 3/7 of 24. Right kidney was 10.3 centimeters. She did have a cyst in the right kidney, 2.5 centimeters in size, that may have had some internal septations. It could be a complex cyst. Left kidney, 10.4 centimeters. No cysts cuts, no hydronephrosis, and there is cortical thinning bilaterally. And the bladder was normal in appearance. Assessment and plan. Stage 4, chronic kidney disease with recent worsening of renal function and a septated right renal cyst. She is being referred to Dr. Roy Miller for further evaluation of that right renal cyst in Lansing. He is a urologist. We've asked her to continue to get monthly lab studies done. We'd like her to get them done on April 15th next. And before the labs are done, we want her to collect urine for 24 hours and measure all volume, not for testing, but for the sake of knowing how much urine she's putting out. And at the same time, she'll be recording all liquid that she consumes in 24 hours for comparison. We will consider a kidney biopsy if the creatinine does not decrease or continues to increase. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 month. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.